stood on Springfield Farm, the dulcet tones of reggae in the background from the One Love Festival. And I'm with Andrew Preston, the farmer, who just so happens to have a glider park nearby, or as I've just been told, the remains of a glider. What happened?
Well, I was competing in a gliding competition in Leicestershire, and during the first flight, the first day of the competition, I was flying over St. Neots, which is near Cambridge, and I was hit from the side by another glider. We had a mid-air collision, which took 7 or 8 feet off the end of my wing and so damaged the rest of the wing that it ultimately fell off. This rendered my glider unflyable, as you might imagine, and turned it upside down and started it spinning towards Earth.
Sorry, I love the way you casually say, yeah, this rendered my glider unflyable.
Yes, well, I knew I was in trouble, and there was only one thing to do, and that was get out and operate my parachute. So to that end, I tried to collect myself, and I did find the jettison handle for the canopy, which I pulled, and the canopy did disappear, which was great. I then fumbled down into the by my lap and pulled my lap straps, which hopefully fell apart, and I fell out of the glider. Then I had to find the operating lever for the parachute. I pulled that, and the parachute opened, and I was feeling just a little better, floating to Earth. But
and this floating. Honestly, it's probably more of a fall, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, it slowed me up with the parachute, which was good. Unfortunately, the parachutes are only emergency parachutes, so they're not really designed for a soft landing. But I'll tell you about that in a minute. As I was starting my descent, bits of glider started to fall around me, which then put me in mind of the fact that the fuselage and one wing, or in fact two wings, were floating around up there somewhere, and I was hoping they weren't going to drop and catch the parachute or me and spoil my gentle descent. Luckily, they came past me, bits and pieces fell by me, and I continued to the ground. As I looked down, I could see where I was might land. There was the A1, there was a town, there was a river, there was trees, and there were power lines. I thought, this doesn't look too good. But as I got nearer to the ground, I realised I was going to land in a cornfield. And in fact, I did land very heavily in the middle of a piece of wheat. And I was winded and bruised and a little bit shocked. But I looked up, and about 40 yards away, coming straight towards me, was a combine. I thought, I've just escaped from a really nasty condition. I don't want to get combined. So I dragged myself. I literally crawled to the side and pulled the parachute, because I know what combine's like, because I've driven combines myself, and you concentrate so hard on the cutter bar and what's in front of you, you don't necessarily see what's in front. So I realised I needed to get out of the way in case he hadn't seen me. And in fact, he just sailed straight by me, so he obviously hadn't seen me. So that was quite an end to the story, you know, out of frying pan into the fire, and then out of that again.
Were there any injuries from the fall? Because you said you had a heavy landing. Because, like you say, these aren't designed to be used for parachuting. They're emergency.
There's reckoned to be about the same as falling off a 15-foot roof onto the ground. And I had dragged my leg across something sharp in the glider as I got out, so I was bleeding, and my trousers and shoes had been taken off, but that really wasn't too bad, and my neck and back ached after hitting the ground. So a farm worker came across with a big trailer, and I sat in the shade of the trailer leaning against his big tire. He gave me water and lent me a mobile phone, and I think the adrenaline was still working a bit because I didn't feel too bad then. But as I kind of rested, I began to feel a bit woolly. And then the fire brigade arrived, and the ambulances arrived, and the police arrived. Very soon this field was full of everybody who had got nothing better to do on a Saturday afternoon.
So it was a collision pretty much over my house. I live in the area of St Neots. I can't remember. I wasn't looking up that day, obviously. But what happened to the other glider? Were you both in a thermal or something?
Well, I was thermaling tight in a thermal, yeah. And he
passing by.
He wasn't passing by. He was, I think, on a clashing. He was kind of not quite in the centre of the thermal. And neither of us had seen each other, which was terrible. Yeah. I mean, if one of us had seen, something could have been done about it. But he hit me with the front part of his wing, which seemed to be a lot stronger than hitting my back of my wing. Mm. And he managed to fly a short distance to a local airfield, Bedford Airfield, he landed on.
Have you spoken to him since?
No, I haven't spoken to him. No, a friend of mine.
I wonder if he knows what happened to you. He must have seen what happened.
Well, he didn't see at the time, but everybody knew afterwards because it was reported back to the club.
Well, if you're listening to this, you can at least send a bottle of wine. Although, as you say, nobody saw anybody, so there's no real blame here.
Hard to tell who was. I don't think we were both at fault, really. We should have kept a better lookout and might have had a better result.
Quite amazing. You're very calm and cool about this near-death experience. When was the parachute last packed?
Well, I was lucky with that as well, because I had had it repacked a week before. And because my friend had taken the glider and parachute and equipment to Australia the previous winter, and I felt that, it might be full of poisonous spiders or something. So I thought, so we'll have this repacked and checked. So I took it to the local parachute club. They checked it over and packed it. And that was literally 1 week before I picked it up to take it to the competition.
Are you repairing, rebuying? I guess you can't repair a plane that damaged. It's splinters.
No, and the plane is the definite write-off, yeah. Yeah, just waiting for the insurance company to come up with a check.
Will you be upgrading the parachute?
Well, in theory, I should be able to use the parachute again. Yeah. But it's quite a small one. I'm told that ours is a 22-foot one, and I think you can get 24-foot ones, which give you a slightly slower... slower descent, but I'm not aiming on this parachuting as a hobby.
Well, if we meet again, I hope you'll be wearing the little badge that you should get, I think, from the parachute company to say that, tested, worked.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like it's the Caterpillar Club, they call it. It started during the Second World War for people who had had their lives saved by parachutes. So I did send them an email, but I haven't had a response yet, so I'll chase them up next week.
What's the name of the parachute company?
It's Irvin.
Irvin.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. We have these things for a reason. Normally, in aircraft like that, I know you think of it as just something comfy to sit on.
That's right. It's just a cushion at the back of you, which we put on and don't really think about. But it really did the job.
Yeah, so being upside down and being able to very easily eject, it's not so much of an ejection as a falling out, landing... your parachute working because it was recently packed, and then landing in a field, understanding the behaviour of farmers. So many things have to be in place to have your life saved, I think.
Incredible. It's been a very interesting story for journalists who enjoyed it very much, because it's one thing heaped on top of another, and that's what they like best.
Exactly. Wow, I look forward to the movie.
Yeah. Well, the BBC are going to make a little film about it.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I'll definitely look forward to that then.
Yeah, and the Reader's Digest have been on to me. They want to write an article. I've had a little more than my 15 minutes of fame, I think.
Yeah, I think you're going to be able to drag this out a little bit longer.
An hour or two, yeah.
Thanks so much, and I don't know whether to say well done or wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm pleased at the result, yeah.